Bienvenidos al Parque de los Hipopótamos.
The park is spread over about 16 square kilometers and has more than 600 animals. Lions, tigers, elephants, giraffes. But it's the hippos that get special treatment.
Los hipopótamos son del estado colombiano.
The hippopotamuses belong to the state because when we seized Pablo Escobar's property, obviously that included the hippopotamuses.
Alvaro Morales is the park manager.
En ese sentido son también.
So they are the responsibility of the government. And when we rented out the park to a company, Texa, to be developed, it was clear that that included the habitat of the hippopotamuses. We can't take that away from them.
Eso no se les puede quitar.
A local environmental organization, CONARE, is now in charge of the hippos' welfare. It's building a fence to keep them within a limited area, about the area of 30 football pitches. And they have to be fed. Paula Benavides Perez is one of the hacienda vets.
Pues entonces les da alimentación para que ellos ocupen
un rango. We feed them so that they stay in the hacienda and don't go wandering in urban areas where they might hurt somebody. Most parks have one or two hippos. Here we have about 43 of them.
Acá se estiman que hay más o menos 43 ejemplares.
It's also started a process of sterilization to slow down the animals reproducing, although there's a lack of fence. It costs about 6,500 euros to sterilize one animal.
Anestesia son animales que están entre una y media tonelada, dos toneladas.
With sterilization, we're dealing with an animal that weighs between 1 to 1.5 tons. We anesthetize them, but the doses are very high because of the size of the animal. And the drug is lethal for humans. If you touch it, you die. Handling this medicine is dangerous. So the costs are very high because the risks are very high.
Es peligroso. Son altos los costos porque son altos los riesgos.
A nearby village gets visit from the hippos at night, but they're not worried. Osval is the 36-year-old father of two.
We see them almost every evening. They come to the village, to the part where there is food, and they stay there all night long. People approach them and take photos, and the hippos don't attack them, so there's nothing to be afraid of. You can see some of them in the river. Magdalena and the National TV channel showed them in a report in the river with fishermen who make videos. People are sometimes afraid of them, but they don't attack.
Jeanette has lived in the village for a year.
I'm not afraid of them, but the authorities are, yes. They say they're aggressive. We don't see them on the street very often, but when you do see one, people always run and hide.
The director of the Hacienda Nápoles Park, Alvaro Morales, confirms that the hippos are dangerous for the neighborhood.
Hippopotamuses reproduce naturally in this area, and they've always been in contact with humans. They're territorial animals, and they have their own area and their lake where they swim. But because there are a lot of them, they tend to go wandering at night to look for new pastures or to reproduce, just because their leader asks for it. But they've been in the area for years. The villagers have learned to live with them, and they don't disturb them. And the animals don't disturb anyone either. There's never been any incident between hippopotamuses and inhabitants.
These animals are all that remains from the 80s empires of the drug lord Pablo Escobar. The director of the Hacienda Nápoles, Oscar Jairo Orozco, says today Escobar's hacienda has been transformed.
When we tell people about the estate, we don't talk about Escobar. There's been enough about him. I don't think that's our job. We can't erase history, but we don't need to dwell on it. I think the country has suffered enough with all of that.
The transformation of the Hacienda Nápoles is still in progress. The Jurassic Adventure Park will open in a few weeks, when the hippos can go live with dinosaurs. Najat Ben Rabah, Sarah Nabli, Doradal, RFI.